This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Having been declared a hurricane hours ago, what was Tropical Storm Isaias is now heading towards the eastern seaboard. John Cangliosi at the National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to near Florida's southeastern coast over the weekend.
And then the threat expands up the coast for the Carolinas early next week, and then for New England, Long Island and New England, toward the middle of the week.
And he says it could maintain Hurricane 1 strength all the way up the coast. One Marine has died in a mishap off the coast of California, 8 others still missing. The Pentagon says 16 service members were inside an amphibious assault vehicle when it started taking on water. The Navy and Coast Guard are assisting in a search, which involves multiple helicopters and boats from the larger Navy ships nearby. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
At yesterday's COVID-19 briefing at the White House, President Trump remembered businessman and three-time GOP presidential hopeful Herman Cain, who died yesterday.
He was a very special person. I got to know him very well, and unfortunately he passed away from a thing called the China virus.
Cain, who became a big Trump ally after his own three failed campaigns, was 74. Democratic National Convention planners say they will be meeting for just 2 hours each night, starting on August 17th at the Milwaukee venue. Planners saying yesterday that Joe Biden's vice presidential choice, whoever it is, will deliver a speech from Milwaukee on the 18th. Biden himself is scheduled to speak from the convention site on the following night. The Dow fell 225 yesterday. The Nasdaq gained 45. This morning, Dow futures were up at last check by 66 points, S&P futures by 10. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A top Trump administration official discusses the president's decision to pull more troops out of Afghanistan. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Pompeo was asked by a Republican senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul, when exactly we're getting our troops out of Afghanistan and bringing them home.
So the president has given two missions. One is to reduce our force posture, both the risk to our young men and women who are fighting there. The second is to ensure that there's not a terror attack that emanates from that space. We set about conducting a peace and reconciliation process. We've now reduced forces there by about half since their most recent peak. We're on our way to reduce even further. Hopeful that we will get the Afghans to begin their negotiation because President Trump has made very clear his expectation. We've entered into agreement that we'll go to zero. We'll get our forces out of there. I think it's May of next year. We're looking to do that on terms that make sure we protect America from a...
And Cook County prosecutors in Chicago dropping a domestic battery case involving two of R. Kelly's former girlfriends. Jocelyn Savage was accused of hitting and kicking Azriel Clary in a January attack at the singer's home in Trump Tower in Chicago. It was caught on Instagram Live. Prosecutors decided to drop the charge against Savage earlier this month after Clary said she didn't want to proceed. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, good morning, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day, and lots to catch up with and discuss with Dr. Wilfred Riley, the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Dr. Riley, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir? Did we get you there? Hello, Dr. Riley? Okay.
Maybe not in the cord here.
Okay, we got him now. Okay, Dr. Riley, you there now?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, here we go. Before we get into COVID, all the confusing mess, Black Lives Matter, the thing that sticks out right in front of me is the NBA is back. I don't know if you saw the pic du jour. I guess the players decided they're all going to lock arms, take a knee, and Black Lives Matter is right on the course.
Yeah, no, I've watched a few of the early NBA games on Fox, on Fubo TV, and on a couple other platforms. And yeah, it's pretty noticeable. I mean, on the upper left side of the court, you have a giant Black Lives Matter painted in letters. They're as big as a player. They're probably 6 or 7 feet high. And I mean, I actually talked about this a little bit on Twitter. Like, I don't mind free speech on the part of the sports leagues, but I think what you're seeing here is really obviously restricted corporatist speech. I mean, I went to the NBA site and tried to buy a jersey as sort of a casual joke, although I feel passionately about this. It said Free Hong Kong.
Yes.
And the site actually won't allow you to put those words on an NBA jersey. They're entirely banned phrases, apparently, like all lives matter, anything mentioning Uyghurs, so on. So I mentioned in passing on Twitter that the NBA, if they wanted to make a truly ballsy statement, should say something like Uyghur Lives Matter, given their relationship with China. Exactly. But it seems unlikely they're going to do that.
No, yeah, I don't think so. Is this going to help or hurt them? I mean, what I'm gathering is that people are turning off by this. We watch a basketball game. We watch this as a form of entertainment and amusement to get away from the rigors of life. And now they're participating in it. I see this as a spiral in the way the leadership of the NBA has handled this is unfortunate. People are getting turned off.
Yeah, I tend to think that's correct. I mean, as you know, I'm a free speech absolutist more than many on the right. You can say whatever you want. But from a logical business perspective, yeah, sports is escapism to most people.
Mm-hmm.
You get your girlfriend or your date, and you go to the game and you drink your $12 beer, but you enjoy that atmosphere, the flags flying everywhere, and hopefully it's a close one. And I think that a large number of people, and people from Ben Shapiro on the right over to a number of BET commentators on the left, have said this. I think that people, when they go to a sporting event and see politics, when they see the athletic version of MSNBC, aren't going to be too excited by that. I will say more broadly as an investor, I don't think that a lot of corporations that are engaging in quote-unquote woke behavior to show virtue necessarily understand how that's going to impact their consumer base. I don't think they've studied that very well. So, I mean, you see these gestures like Dick's Sporting Goods, which I happen to know is a business with a base made up something like 65% of male former athletes, decided to ban all sales of guns and ammunition in their stores.
Yes.
And the idea was that this would show that they were participating in the fight against American gun culture or something like that. But this is a sporting goods store. I mean, the obvious result of that would seem to me, at least, and that's what the few figures I've seen so far indicate, that you'd lose a large amount of business. You'd lose 4 or 5% of your business in exchange for nothing.
Right.
And, I mean, my suspicion would be that you're going to see the same thing with the athletic leagues, that if you go through social media on a typical day, people, whether this is right-wing guys, black guys that just wanted a break, people are saying, you know, turn it off. I'm not necessarily going to watch the NBA or the NFL while all this is going on. So I can't imagine that the number of social justice passionate fans, non-athletic fans that they would gain, would be larger than the number of quote-unquote good old boys that just say, you know, until this stops, until I stop seeing MSNBC, I'm not going to watch the league. So I don't see this possibly being a good move. I could be an error.
Well, I agree with you because I think, you know, when you talk about big business, I mean, it doesn't take a big percentage to create some pain. Now, the leadership of Dick's, for example, they have, like other businesses, they have COVID to hide under, to justify and go to their stockholders and say, well, you know, you got to understand there's COVID. No, you got to understand you're exacerbating COVID. And eventually those numbers are going to reveal themselves. And at least I think for sporting goods stores like Dick's, they have an opportunity to reverse course and, you know, course correct and not get injured too badly. Some of these sports franchises, a whole nother situation. I mean, since Colin Kaepernick, and you and I have discussed this before, Dr. Riley, I mean, you're talking damage here that is double digit damage to the franchises of the NFL. Now the NBA is picking this up. I don't see this as a good thing like you. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it kind of depends on knowing who your base is. And this, I think, by the way, is a mistake that American business tends to make in general for a variety of reasons. There are too many government subsidies to business, in my opinion. There's too much focus on advertising as opposed to really keeping a core loyal base around. So there are brands, Abercrombie and Fitch, I remember from my high school and college years was one of these, that have been accused of not making clothes in certain sizes, for example, because they want to be seen as appealing to the quote-unquote popular kids. They're openly saying we'll make a bit less money, but we want to be seen as more cool. That's always struck me as a foolish way to do business. But it's extraordinarily bizarre to see the major sports leagues doing what seems to be the same thing. So, I mean, obviously, sports is a meritocracy. Sports, other than the military, is the ultimate meritocracy. So sports has never, at least since the 50s, been especially racist. Everyone recognizes the great contributions of black athletes, Hispanic athletes in sports like baseball, so on. But you also have to recognize there are a ton of white jocks.
Yeah.
And that population, which is very respected by their black and Hispanic teammates, makes up a huge percent of the viewership base of a sport like Major League Baseball.
Right.
So, I mean, sure, you can say whatever you want, but if you see something like some of these slogans, like just Black Lives Matter, the exact phrase itself, or Blue Wave on one occasion, if you see that on the pitcher's mound, I don't know how many people in that baseball audience are going to decide to spend their only $200 surplus dollars on a ball game.
Exactly.
I think it's going to have a negative effect, basically.
Well, and that's what's happening. And then you want to bring your kids in the middle of this, too? It's already gotten to the point that the everyman, it's so unaffordable to go to a game anymore because of the price of tickets. I mean, your family of four, I mean, you're $300, $400 bucks, and, you know, it's like, oh, and you want a hot dog? Look, oh, man. Go ahead.
But this is part of what's bluntly pissing people off. I mean, so the average guy in the USA makes what? I mean, so we did have a boost under Trump last year, but like $43,000, something like that. I know a household income for whites, for blacks in the North, $59,000. So let's say like $45,000. It's got to be extremely irritating. I'm doing pretty well now, and it irritates me to go to a ball game and see famous millionaires lecture you about oppression. So LeBron James has been absolutely just ahead of the pack on this. Where
oh, without
he claimed,
a doubt. Yeah. He's not Michael Jordan, that's for sure.
Well, no, I mean, he's never going to be the best 23. But, I mean, Michael Jordan's entire pitch was that he was going to be apolitical. He was going to focus on being a sportsman. And
okay, we've got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We've got more from Dr. Riley after this. Stay with us.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
that go in with.
Today, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Oregon and the Department of Homeland Security met to discuss the ongoing violence and protests happening in downtown Portland.
57 days and nights of protests. Protesters facing off once again with federal officers. Assistant U.S. Attorney for the District of Oregon, Craig Gabriel, says federal law enforcement will stay in Portland until protests remain peaceful.
If DHS and the U.S. Marshal Service deem that the courthouse can stand and can have integrity and is not subject to damage or attack, then the officers will go home.
Gabriel reports that since July, 60 people have been detained or arrested by federal law enforcement, and 46 of those are pending criminal charges. The crimes range from assault on officers to arson, creating damage or hazard, and disorderly conduct.
The conduct most concerning to us has been the nightly assault on our federal officers. Each night, these officers, unfortunately, have been subjected to threats, high-powered laser strikes to their eyes, and a barrage of projectiles.
Jose Sandoval lives nearby and says federal officers' presence isn't helping to ease tensions.
I think things were calming down before the feds came to town, and now it just seems like it's been made worse by their presence.
Michael Ross.
Okay, let's stop it right there. Dr. Wilfred Riley is with us, professor at Kentucky State University and author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. This is, I guess, the order of the day, Dr. Riley, is that there's so much that we cannot talk about, and even when we get reports, this is a ground floor report, you just wonder, you know, how much longer can Portland continue here? Black Lives Matter, the founders, the ones that are the determined Marxists or described Marxists, insist that, look, this is going to continue until they get their demands met.
Yeah, well, I think it was you're referring to Patrice Cullors. I think he said she was a trained Marxist. But, yeah, obviously, so how long can this continue? I'd say for quite a while because nobody has a job. I mean, so there's kind of a vicious spiral going on here. I mean, it's fairly rarely discussed in the mainstream media that the massive months-long protests are a fairly predictable offshoot of COVID-19 lockdown. Mm-hmm. You can think lockdowns are necessary or not. I personally don't, outside of a few hard-hit areas like New York City, maybe. But the simple fact is that even in a red state, a very lightly hit state like Kentucky, we've got 10 or 15% of businesses closed. I can only imagine what it's like in downtown Portland. Mm-hmm. So you have people that have been in their homes relying essentially on government subsidy for, what, 3-4 months now? The subsidy is not going to stop until at least, as I recall, August the 14th. So going out in the streets and, you know, probably at some level doing what you think is right, but also dancing, if you look at the videos, and sparring with the police and having a good time is one of the few things people can do. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't surprise me that this has gone on for weeks. The other thing that I think is notable about the Portland narrative is the almost total spin of this, as again, this is a mostly peaceful protest, so on down the line.
Right.
People are just out there. It's a wall of moms. The reality is that I believe 60 police officers have been hospitalized, at least briefly, in Portland. You've had 68 people arrested, so on down the line. So, yeah, there's a fairly narrow area of about 8 blocks where the fighting's going on. They're targeting the federal courthouse of the city. But still, watching the spin on this, I mean, I think it was either Portland or Minneapolis where we saw that great MSNBC scene where a reporter is standing in front of a burning building saying,
yes,
oh, this is a mostly peaceful protest. That has been remarkable.
Yeah. And that was also shown on full display during the bar hearings as part of Jim Jordan's presentation. And, yeah, you know, that's the narrative that everybody here in America is being diluted with and, you know, propagandized. And of course, if that's not enough, then, of course, you mentioned COVID-19. You know, what is the truth? I mean, you've been tracking on that for quite a while now.
Well, yeah, so I think there are two different questions there. One, I definitely think that with our media, there's very much a question of sort of what our lords think we should hear. So, I mean, it is absolutely true, of course, that there have been peaceful protests in the United States. And in most cities where you had a stable Republican or traditionalist Democratic mayor, the protests didn't last very long. I mean, even in Louisville, where we actually had the shooting of Breonna Taylor, I mean, there were 3 to 4 days of active what you could call rioting. I mean, in Portland, there have been 60. But yes, it's also true that in cities like Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis for the first 3 weeks, there's been daily violent rioting with people doing things like spray painting $10,000 graffiti tags on federal courthouses, urinating on them, fighting cops with M80s with their quarter dynamite sticks, so on. Mm-hmm. And this has been really, really downplayed in the media. And yeah, I think you're correct that COVID-19 has also been presented not so much falsely, but with a definite slant, a bias, if you will. Again, the thing that struck me about COVID-19 from the very beginning is that when we saw what happened in Italy, and a tragedy, of course, but we realized very early on that the average age of death for a COVID victim, a COVID onset victim, was 81. That's totally undisputed. Mm-hmm. And those regions of Italy and France that were successful, that fought off the disease, protected their seniors by doing things like doubling pay for the equivalent of CNAs in nursing homes if they were willing to stay there in 2 week shift. Yes. So that, I think, was, in my opinion, as a leader, that is what the ideal strategy would have been. In the USA, we didn't do that badly. We're not failing, as some people present. But, I mean, our average victim is 82. Mm-hmm. So when political leaders are making these statements like, well, we don't think it's safe for grade school kids to go back to school, or perhaps everyone should wear goggles along with masks, it does seem like a bunch of nonsense that distracts from the main point, which is that the very elderly are at risk.
Exactly.
The total number of people under 16 to die from COVID-19 is 29. So that doesn't seem to be the focus. Instead, we see articles on every person in that age range that got sick. And these headlines like, this virus doesn't much care who you are, and that doesn't seem to empirically be accurate.
Exactly. Well, as they say, it is the election season, right? And it's all about the election when it all comes down to it at the end of the day.
Well, a good friend of mine is, I won't name him or the site, but is a junior executive with one of the many illegal gambling sites that are now up. And, I mean, we were talking over a beer, and he said, you know, it's absolutely amazing that we can figure out the specific day when media coverage of race rioting and COVID-19 is going to decline by 90%. On left, and for that matter, on right. And I was, you know, I was one or two, and I didn't get it immediately. And I asked, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, November 4th. I mean, this sort of thing always happens in election years. Every moment of tension is amplified. Both sides of the media, by the way, we shouldn't have sides of the media, just report the news, but are going to promote things that make their candidate look positive. And because the media mostly leans left, you're going to see, and he went through 8 or 9 specific things, you're going to see some Trump gaffes. You're going to see extraordinary minimization of the protests. You're going to see these demands made to look reasonable. You're going to see a lot of coverage of sports, which now has, you know, a left-wing element to it as well. And I'd say that's probably pretty accurate. Like,
right.
I don't necessarily think under Joe Biden there would be less racial conflict in the USA, but I do think it wouldn't be talked about every day.
No, well, he'd get covering, there's no question, because clearly the media has made their choice, and it is not for conservatism or Republicans. What did you make of Barack Obama's statements? Well, his campaign rally, it seemed to be more like a stump speech than something, you know, for a funeral for John Lewis.
Well, I think we've seen that a lot with a lot of these public funerals. And, again, I don't think either party would necessarily be above this. I mean, we're about to see the Herman Cain event in the near future. But a couple takeaways, yeah. I mean, there were a number of former Democratic political leaders there. Bill Clinton was there as well. You wonder what he thinks of the Ghislaine Maxwell
thing
in the background. I mean, as with many famous men. But anyway, I mean, both of those guys were there for that particular day. They were focused. And, yeah, they obviously gave a partisan political message. I do think that this, again, when I talk to people, because I play basketball, play golf, I'm active in the social life of a mid-sized city, Frankfurt, regional capital. And I think this is one of these things that added to the element of confusion that so many Americans are feeling. Because it's hard to go to a funeral. A neighbor of mine.
We've got to leave it there. So to be continued with Dr. Wilfred Riley. Thank you, Will. Appreciate it.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. With no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Having been declared a hurricane hours ago, what was Tropical Storm Isaias is now heading towards the eastern seaboard. John Cangliosi at the National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to near Florida's southeastern coast over the weekend.
And then the threat expands up the coast for the Carolinas early next week, and then for New England, Long Island and New England, toward the middle of the week.
And he says it could maintain Hurricane 1 strength all the way up the coast. One Marine has died in a mishap off the coast of California, 8 others still missing. The Pentagon says 16 service members were inside an amphibious assault vehicle when it started taking on water. The Navy and Coast Guard are assisting in a search, which involves multiple helicopters and boats from the larger Navy ships nearby. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Alfredo Ortiz is with us now, President and CEO of Job Creators Network. Alfredo, always good to be talking to you. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bill. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, doing terrific. I want to talk about your assessment on small business, the absolute backbone of our country, which has been greatly injured in so many ways right now. I mean, it's under a lot of stress. I got to tell you, Alfredo, it breaks my heart to see all these businesses that are no more and to hear of these businessmen and businesswomen who went in with all sorts of optimism. But for COVID and, of course, these not-so-peaceful riots that are happening and these businesses are destroyed, it's heartbreaking. I don't know how they can possibly be made whole again except for the opportunity that, Donald Trump and his policies could give them.
Yeah, Bill, you're absolutely right. I mean, it really is a real tough state of affairs right now for our small businesses. I mean, I have to tell you, I just heard the other day that, you know, those gym owners in New Jersey, the Attilus gym owners, they've been arrested. They've been arrested for basically trying to have their own living, right, keeping their business afloat. And yet you have protesters in Washington and Portland and Detroit basically doing whatever they want. right, setting up camp, burning, you know, buildings, doing whatever they want, causing damage, wreaking havoc everywhere. Yet you've got these small business owners, you know, these gym owners in New Jersey that are being arrested for literally trying to make a living. And I just have to tell you, it's just my heart breaks for all of these folks. I mean, I just get nonstop. It's to the point where I can't even sleep anymore because I'm getting nonstop either texts or phone calls, you know, reach outs in my LinkedIn account. They're saying help. Like,
yes.
These small business owners are dying, Bill, and it's just unbelievable what the left is doing. They just don't care. I just don't think they actually really care about our small businesses across the country. They'd much rather have these large businesses that they can control and corral.
Mm-hmm. Well, no doubt, Alfredo, and you and I, we've gone through this cycle time and again, but we've never seen anything quite to this degree as we come into the election season. And the Democrats right now are so desperate, it seems, that they're pulling out all stops. They're going to do everything they can. I don't care if it's the misuse of big technology, the canceling of ads, the restriction of tweets. I mean, it's absolutely endless what the left is doing because of the level of desperation. I don't know how this election, at the end of the day, where you can say it's going to be a fair election, because already it's not fair.
No, that's right, Bill. And I have to point out, probably the most despicable, I mean, all of these actions, I have to tell you, just are so sickening to me. And having been deep into this now and trying to defend our small business owners across the country, it's unbelievable to me. But even setting aside the small businesses, the most despicable thing to me is what they're doing with our kids.
Yes.
Right. The school closings and the fear mongering on that, you know, creating, you know, these false narratives. And then you've got the unions, for example, the teachers unions in Los Angeles, on their list of demands is defunding the police. What the heck does that have to do with teaching our kids? Nothing at all.
Yeah, and that's so ironic, right? Because,
the other day said, send our kids back. Case for
right.
Send the kids back. They need to be in school.
Right. How do these teachers say defund the police when it wasn't that long ago the teachers were going, we need law enforcement on our campuses?
Yes. It's unbelievable with the teachers union, and I am very clear to say here, this is not about the teachers necessarily in terms of, you know, kind of creating these lists of demands. Some of them are, but teachers, quite frankly, they're sane, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, being a teacher, my sister's a teacher, so, you know, she does special ed out in California.
Right.
Amongst elementary kids, she's a saint, right?
Yes.
All teachers really, really, in all most cases, are saints, and it's a vocation, right? And we need to let teachers be teachers, let our kids be kids, and let parents be parents. Because I have to tell you, the other calls I'm getting are from parents because we're pushing on the school closings, school openings on K-8.
Right.
We're getting calls, Bill, from parents that are saying, please, please, how do we get our kids back to school? Because we can't be teachers. We're not teachers, right? We don't know how to be teachers, right? And these, I feel bad for these parents because there's like desperation in their voices. They feel like they're bad parents because they can't teach their kids at home. But that's why we have teachers, right?
And so, well, but the thing is, though, Alfredo, is that parents are teachers. That's been part of the problem, is that we have subordinated our responsibility. The first line of education is what happens at home. And I think some parents are understanding that, and they're appreciating it. Yes, out of convenience, getting back to work, all that. I mean, we want an effective school system. But all this, I think, is being measured right now. And, you know, your sister, God bless her for, you know, her commitment and her vocation and what she does, you know, in her line of work. And, you know, I have relatives that have been, you know, retired teachers, and a dear friend that I stayed with in California, 91 years old, retired teacher, her and her husband, and they're just awesome. I mean, awesome people. But, you know, I think also by the same token, they're a bit frustrated, not so much then when they were, I'm talking about the 91-year-old, but the current teachers, they're frustrated because they know they could do so much better. For all the money
right.
that we're spending per child and what we're producing, I'm sure, you know, just what you want to do, you want to go to work and say, at the end of the day, I just want to put in a mediocre performance. And for all this money, you only rank 27th of everybody, and you got all these other nations that, why are they beating us out? You know, what is wrong with the system that we're malproducing, Alfredo?
Yeah, it's really sad. I mean, when you look at, you know, the condition of our schools, and you said it right. I mean, I think the average
we're spending as a country something like close to $15,000, something like that, per pupil. And when other countries, and that's right, countries more in the $9,000 range. I mean, we can do better. It's not a money issue. It's just that we're spending it inefficiently and ineffectively. You know, you hear these stories again. I guess I'm picking in Los Angeles here, but I think it was like the Kennedy High School, something like $600 million. It was more expensive to build than the Staples Center was. I mean, you know, stuff like that we got to stop doing. And, and honestly, Bill, I think the worst thing that could have ever been introduced in the field of education is the idea of tenure.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, I've spoken to a lot of teachers that have left the teaching profession that were great teachers because they were so frustrated in seeing these mediocre at best teachers continue to teach our kids because they have tenure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just completely unfair, and they don't like it. They'll either leave the profession or they go to a private school or something. But, you know, I mean, like I said, my sister's a teacher. I mean, I say let's double their pay, but let's get rid of tenure.
Well, if you make it into a free market system, then you begin to and you bring in meritocracy into the natural course of it. You see what happens. You'll have a lot happier people. But the union system, sadly, mediocritizes excellence. It just because it has to, you know, you cannot be extreme on any end. They want everything to be pretty well flatlined. And as a result, you stifle the excellent teachers. And again, who wants that kind of, job? You know, they want their talents and gifts to be exercised, developed at the end of the day to say, gosh, you know, I've put out a great class here, man. I've got future presidents of the United States, business owners and that sort of thing that just went through my sixth grade class. I mean, that's what I want to hear, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Bill, just on a personal note, I mean, I have to tell you, you know, I grew up poor. I think you remember my story. You know,
yes,
my
I do.
My mom was a housekeeper, my dad a tailor. We used to go, you know, through trash. On trash day, going to trash cans, picking out, you know, aluminum cans and newspapers and all that stuff. And the fifth grade teacher really saw promise in me and literally took interest and made a difference and helped pull me out of that. And that's why you and I are having this conversation today. So, you know, God bless our teachers.
Amen. Yeah, exactly.
You know, but,
well, Alfredo, it's all part of it. And the most important thing that we can do right now is make sure that what's being delivered to us is the truth. I mean, there's a lot of confusion out there, whether it's COVID, whether it's the educational system, so much about this. This is why this show, you know, came about, is that our mission was to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And I'll tell you what, it's not necessarily easy, but I will say this, in the midst of all this, it's getting a little bit easier, though, too, by the same token. So, I'm grateful for that.
That's right. Hey, Bill, if I could just plug flattenthefear.com. It's a project that we're working on, a campaign we're working on to do exactly what you just said. Try to just get the truth out to the American public.
This report is brought to you by a settlement with Equifax. Equifax denies that it did anything wrong. Your credit score is one factor lenders consider if you want to buy or rent a home, lease a car, or obtain a loan or credit card. Inaccurate information on your credit report could hurt your chances of getting a loan or credit card and result in you paying a higher interest rate. The U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia approved a nationwide settlement with Equifax, one of the leading credit reporting agencies, related to claims that it included inaccurate information on its credit reports about tax liens and civil judgments, including how they were disposed or described or that did not belong on the credit reports. Jim Francis, consumer law attorney.
Consumers damaged by an Equifax credit report containing an inaccurate civil judgment or tax lien may now participate in an alternative dispute resolution program to claim a $1,500 payment.
Affected consumers can participate in the alternative dispute resolution program until December 31st, 2021. Visit EquifaxPublicRecordSettlement.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Each year, the Tide Ministry workers receive an influx of requests for literature about Christianity from radio listeners in India. By March this year, they'd already sent out more than 1,700 gospel-centered, life-transforming literature packets to people in India who want to learn more about Jesus. In a country where a huge number of people live in poverty, you might expect to receive numerous requests for things like food, clothing, and shelter. But the responses we receive from listeners listeners in India rarely include such requests. Instead, listeners overwhelmingly ask for spiritual guidance. Fortunately, that's a need we can meet through correspondence and Christian literature in their own language to help them find true hope in Christ, who offers eternal living water for dry, thirsty souls.
To learn more about the spiritual thirst in India and how the Tide Ministry is pointing people throughout India to Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
America, Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and yes, you're hearing the music. Raindrops just keep on falling. They've been falling for 50 years, and we're here to celebrate with, yes, B.J. Thomas joins us now. B.J., welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you. Good to be here, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, you don't know this, and you probably don't recall, because you and I talked many, many years ago. It was Knott's Berry Farm in Buena Park, California. I'd just gotten out of the military. And you were such a hoot. You know, you were playing to a sold-out, very cozy audience there at Knott's Berry Farm. And we had a great time, and you were such a cut-up. And you go, oh, you're Hispanic. You go, I can speak Spanish. And you start flying off with this joke. I don't even know if you remember or not, but it was just, I never laughed so hard. It was almost impossible finishing up the interview with you. I was laughing so hard.
Well, it sounds like I was cutting up quite a bit. I've been known to do that.
Well, you see, I didn't know it.
I'm sorry, I hope I didn't offend you.
No, not at all. No, it was just a hoot, but if I'd have known better, I thought maybe you were talking in tongues to me or something. So it was, but it was so much fun. Everybody was laughing so hard. But but anyway, it's great, you know, to be talking to you personally because of, you know, all the songs that I've played, you know, as a disc jockey in Los Angeles, and you know, to have an opportunity on this talk show to go down memory lane with you is such an honor.
Well, I tell you, man, I really appreciate you supporting my music, and yeah, it's been a few years since Raindrops. I guess I can say it. It's gone by kind of fast now that I've reached 50 years, but you know, there was I've had a lot of drama in my life, ups and great ups and downs, and looking at 50 years, I'm very proud of that.
Well, and like you said, up and down, and you did go. I mean, during that period of time when you and I met, you were dealing with some demons. You'd just been married, I think, a couple of years, and you know, along the way, your wife, I guess, realizes there's, you know, she's got to figure this out, and she turns to God, and there was such a transition that you followed her lead, right?
Yeah, that's the kind of the way it went. You know, we had a spiritual awakening, and you know, if you don't have faith in something in this life, it makes it kind of tough. And I think you might have caught me at a moment when I was having a good time. So it sounds like, but yeah, you know, she's the big reason I'm still around. We've been married 52 years this year, wow. And a wonderful lady, and lucky to have her.
And God's blessed you with three kids. I mean, hey, you got it all going on. You got Raindrops 50 Years, all these great songs. And what I, you know, so much what sticks out, BJ, is that your music, I mean, people can name the song in like two notes. You know, Hooked on a Feeling, Raindrops. I mean, it's like, I know that song in two notes, and I can identify it. It's just, you know, the songs that you've been able to sing, and then one of the conversations you and I had about I'm So Lonesome, I Could Cry, the old Hank Williams tune that you said that you dedicated to your dad. It was one of your favorites for your dad, right?
Yeah, well, you know, we had the chance. I was with a band called The Triumphs. We were all kids. We got the band together when we were all 15 years old. Mm-hmm. And when we got the chance to make our first album, we cut the album one night, and it was about 5:30 in the morning or so when I said, oh, you know, we've got one more song to do. I got to do this song for my dad. Mm-hmm. And one of his favorite songs was I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. And so we did it. We had no idea it would be a hit record, but to kind of put it on the B side of what we thought was a hit record on the single that that our little company mm-hmm. put out. And, you know, somehow it found its way on the radio, and that got me out. That got me signed by Scepter Records, and that kicked off my career, and it's been a good ride.
Well, there's something magical about music that, you know, the song and the artist come together, and it's like they're made for each other. Even though this was a cover of a Hank Williams tune, I mean, nobody would have ever thought. I mean, you brought such emotion and, you know, character to that song. And this is why, you know, radio stations across the country just jumped on it.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't happen as often as you would like. But, so, you know, sometimes when you get that perfect meeting of a song and with the emotion, it'll connect with people. And I think that's what happened with I'm So Lonesome, and really luckily with the number of my songs.
Yeah. Isn't that bewildering at times when you do a song, you go, oh, this is going to be a hit, and it just doesn't connect? And other songs that maybe you're doubtful about, I mean, it's just the nature of entertainment and music, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, if you knew exactly how it worked, and you could go in and do it every time, and you know, there's only been one guy that could do that, and that was Elvis. So, but you know, you don't know exactly. You know, you always hope that what you're recording is going to be accepted and people are going to love it. And sometimes you absolutely love the song you're doing and think it's going to be great, but it doesn't do very well. So, you know, you really. But when I did the Raindrops, I just knew it was going to be. Going to be successful because of the, you know, Burt Bacharach and Hal Davis.
I was going to say, what a team that you had working with you on that. That's awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, I was in awe of those guys. And I was recording in Memphis, and I just got hooked on a feeling when the label asked me if I would move up to New York. And if I would, I could work with Mr. Bacharach. And so I had been working with him for a few months, looking for the right song and that kind of thing. And then, of course, the bicycle scene came up with Bert, and I got that shot, and that was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, without a doubt. Very iconic shot, no doubt. Dionne Warwick said of Burt Bacharach that he was such a perfectionist. Did you find that to be the case in working with him as well?
Yeah, I did. But, you know, he was open too. But I asked him when I was, before we did Raindrops, I said, can I do my thing on this song before we started working on it? And he said, BJ, after you've written it, after you've sung it exactly as I've written it, if you have room to do your thing, you go ahead and do it, you know. Mm-hmm. So he was, and I realized when I was working with him that the best thing I could do was to do his songs note for note as he had written them, because, you know, he was so brilliant, just a genius. And, if you did it that way, you were doing the right thing. So I did that with Raindrops, and I did the little thing on Me at the end, kind of a little freedom there, but, what an awesome guy. I just worked with him a few years ago for the Paul Newman, charities.
Oh, wow.
And, we did the bicycle scene, and, he just turned 88, and, you know, hey, he is still handsome, charming, and he can still play so brilliantly, and a great experience. I just love that guy.
Yeah, aren't we all, huh? Time has not worn us bad. I mean, we look pretty good still. Hey, what was it like for you? I mean, Raindrops goes, I mean, it was like just the perfect storm for you in a positive way, because here it is, it's a big hit, and then it goes to a movie, you end up winning an Oscar for it. I mean, what was that like? All of a sudden you go to the movies and you're hearing your song.
Yeah, it's incredible, and you're exactly right. Everything, it seemed like, with that song went perfectly well, in spite of anything that might have been happening. I had an acute case of laryngitis when I did the bicycle scene, and I had just seen a doctor that day, the day before, about my throat. It was bothering me. He said he didn't want me to even speak for 2 weeks. And I said, oh, Doc, I got this session to do. Anyway, I went to work and rehearsed with Mr. Bacharach the day before, and I didn't know what he would think. And, he never said a word. It was almost like he liked it kind of rough the way it was. And it's almost like I should have had laryngitis. But it was just a perfect I think it was just a perfect thing, just like you said, of music, lyrics, had that great movie to go with it. I mean, it had a lot going for it.
And then you win an Oscar, huh?
Well, I didn't win one. I sang the winner, but Mr. Bacharach won 2 Oscars, and Hal David won one. But I had the pleasure of singing it. But as a singer, I wasn't in line to win an Oscar. But
don't they give you a copy of it or something? Or, you know, it's like. I mean, even sports teams, when they win the championship, even the Talboy gets the championship ring.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, yeah, man, I got to bring that up. I said, yes. Maybe they'll do that.
he said, who put that in your mind? I'm giving him a call. Give me his number.
Yeah. Come on. That's what
exactly.
Bill said. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. About a minute and a half left here, BJ. And again, congratulations on, your discography. I mean, it's just, I love the music. I think most of America has one song or the other, certainly Raindrops, and some of us who go a little bit deeper in your discography, our MP3s, our sound machines are loaded up with your music, and even when we go to ball games, although ball games are a little dark these days, but every once in a while you can't help but smile when you hear that opening lick to Hooked on a Feeling.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate to work with some of the great composers and writers of my time, and it's just been a wonderful career for me. I had to postpone my recording session this month in Muscle Shoals, but as soon as we get through this pandemic, I mean, thank you for your support and your listeners' support, and I encourage everyone to take care of themselves, and let's get through this thing, and I'll be back to work as usual as soon as I get my vaccine.
BJ, you're such a gift. Thank you, and all the best to you and your family. You take care.
Man, I appreciate that. Very kind of you, Bill. Thank you very much.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
This is Fred.